Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so all day I've been trying to find guests. You told us who you want in Fern Show this morning. It's my job to go and get them. I had some help earlier from Chris Smith off the news.
Look, it's Chris Smith off the news.
Hello.
And he knows Carl Pilkington, so he's going to try and ring him for us now.
Yes.
When was the last time you spoke?
Quite a while ago, right, sort of before he was really famous.
Awkward.
Yeah, might be awkward. Sure he remembers me.
Yeah.
Chris Smith. Chris Smith with the news. It's ringing. Okay. Carl, it's Chris Smith here. Hey, he remembers me. Hey, very well. Yeah. Very well.
Woo!
Yeah, you all right? I've got Scott Mills here, and he wants to have a quick word with you. Is that all right? Oh, of course you did. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Carl.
So, tracked down by Chris Smith, my next guest for you is Carl Pilkington. Hey, Carl.
All right. What's going on?
What's going on is that earlier, listeners had to text in who they really wanted to hear on Radio 1 today, and your name was in the top 10.
Is this because of the... Is it like a BBC strike, isn't it? Is this all producers are off and that, and it's left to you, or...?
It might appear that way, but no, it's nothing to do with that at all. It's just a day of the listeners controlling what they want to hear.
And they said give Carl a call?
Yeah.
It's always a bit dangerous, isn't it, leaving stuff to listeners?
It is a bit, yeah.
They don't know what they want, you know that.
I know, we're finding that with the music a bit today as well, to be honest, especially when you hear what the next track is. Oh, my God. Anyway, no one knows this, but me and Carl used to work together a million years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, ages ago.
And it was a dark time.
Well, it was for me, because I worked nights.
Yeah, and I used to turn up all chirpy in the morning, like, hiya!
Yeah, you're always happy. It's depressing times, that.
Yeah.
I think that's when I lost my hair, you know, when I working nights and that. All I had was that little hot chocolate machine.
Oh, yeah, the hot chocolate machine. This is in Manchester, and we used to work together.
Yeah, but this is getting a bit like Who Do You Think You Are or
yeah.
Friends Reunited.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear that.
I'm loving your show, by the way. Last night, when you wouldn't climb up to see the ultimate view, was my absolute favourite.
Well, the nicer thing with this, you're talking to me now, and the series is like over. There's one more episode, so...
No, it's in Peru, really... where you were on the phone, and you were like, no, I'm not going up there, but the view's exactly the same.
Well, yeah, I could say, you know, it's the best... When you get a postcard... of Machu Picchu, it was where I was sat, so what's the point in going any further? Job done, cameraman made it look good.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about.
I don't think you would have achieved anything better in HD just by going up those stairs more.
Just to see some rock.
Yeah.
Pointless. So, but you know, there's a lot of people out there who haven't got Sky.
I didn't. Hello, Carl, I'm Becky, I work with Scott.
Oh, who's this? Someone else coming
back here.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't have Sky and I've just been reading the book, and so far all you've done is sat on the loo pretty much.
Oh, the book that's out now.
Yeah. Out now.
Now you've read that, get the DVD.
Is there a DVD as well, Carl?
DVD is out next Monday, I think. So
for people that don't have Sky.
You'll be loving that.
Yeah. No, that's
brilliant. Any questions from listeners or, you know, anything to do?
Okay, we'll pass them on. You were going to come in today, Carl.
I think he wanted some.
Oh, we haven't got any yet. We'll get some. You were going to come in today, but you've got a previous appointment, haven't you? It was a bit last minute.
Well, the food van's due.
Yeah, and
so
they...
I would have come in. It's better to come in. I don't really like it. Because if I'm listening to the radio and someone's on the phone, I don't really listen to it. The quality and everything.
Yeah.
But
you've got your online shopping arriving, and they give you a big window, don't they?
Well, they just said, you know, between sort of 5 and 6, so, you know, it could be any time. And last time I wasn't here, they just leave it on the step, so...
Oh.
Gotta be here. But no, that's good, that listeners, you know, wanted me on.
Yeah, they did.
So, cheers for that.
Can I ask you if you've got anyone else on the list number, just because you might be able to help? Matt Damon?
No.
Sandra Bullock?
No.
Simon Cowell?
No. Oh. Who else have you had on?
Keith Lemon.
Oh, yeah, I've got his number.
Yeah, and we all... Pixie Lott?
Is that Bob Geldof's daughter?
No. Someone else called Pixie, who's a singer.
Who have we had?
And Jedward.
Jedward.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Are they always together, or did you have to call up different numbers?
Always together. But, yeah, so you're my fourth guest. I've got to find Hulk Hogan as well, if you know any contacts there.
What? This is weird. This is one weird list, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, that's our listeners, isn't it?
Hulk Hogan. He hasn't done anything for about 20 years.
I know. Well, he's got that Hogan Knows Best show on or something, so people are loving that. But I haven't got a hold of him. No idea where he is. Or Haley from Paramore. But anyway...
You see, he felt special when you sort of said, oh, you've been picked, and we want you on that.
Yeah, but also
but
on the list...
the right rough crowd.
No, also on the list, Carl. Barack Obama's on there as well. That's not going to happen, is it?
No, that isn't going to happen.
No. But I appreciate you being on today. Thank you very much. It's nice to speak to you again.
Is that it?
Do you think you two are going to keep in touch now, or is this just...
Well, it won't happen. It doesn't... That sort of thing doesn't happen. It'd be false friendship. Yeah. It'd be wrong if we did.
Yeah. But it's good to speak to you. And I'm glad that you've done all right for yourself.
Well, I've not done that well. I'm doing all right, but yeah. I'm not... you know, Ricky's talking about buying a vineyard earlier.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, not as well as
him. I'm not joking.
No.
But yeah, well, cheers for that then. Thanks, everyone. And they've also voted for me on... what's her name? Weird Crush.
Oh,
in Heats, Weird Crush. Yeah, how did you do?
I've won that.
You've won it?
Won that, yeah.
Congratulations.
Again, not a great thing, is it? It's not, you know, highlight of my life.
Look,
I'm on a list with, what's his face? Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I've won a freak award.
But so. you do get your shopping delivered now, so you have changed a little bit.
Yeah, I have, actually. You're right. And there'll be some innocent sort of veg pots in there. Yeah.
Will there? God, you have changed.
Yeah, I've changed a lot.
Wow. All right, good to meet you, Carl.
Get on with that, then. Good luck with old Hulk.
And thanks for coming on.
See you later.
Bye. See? It's been ages since I worked with him, and it's exactly the same. I love it.
I didn't get a chance to ask him what you were really like. Because he'd have had loads of gossip.
We used to get on all right. I used to go and get him hot chocolate from the machine.
Then what happened?
At 5:30. What?
We used to then he'd go home.
Then he'd go.
If there was a big falling out that we needed to know about.
No, we just lost touch. But then he'd go, can't be mither with this. Can't be mither with these hours. And then I'd do my show and he'd leave. And then repeat the same night. That was Carl Pilkington, everyone.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, doing all right on the guests. You're controlling of the music and you are deciding what guests you want on today. I've been your guest booker. I've had Keith Lemon on, I've got Carl Pilkington, I've got Pixie Lott, I've got Jedward. I still haven't got Hulk Hogan, Haley from Paramore, Simon Cowell, Barack Obama, Matt Damon, or Sandra Bullock. But I am, rest assured, I'm still working on it because those are the top 10 guests you wanted. I'm trying my best. Now, I got a tip off earlier that Matt Damon likes waffles, so I called a few places that do waffles in the New York area where I know he is at the moment, trying to track him down. I know it's a long shot, but you've got to try these things.
Calling, can I help you?
I'm a friend of Matt Damon, and I have reason to believe that he is currently dining in your restaurant.
What's his name?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon! Matt Damon.
Customer Matt Damon?
Okay, nobody answered.
Can you try once more for me? Because I don't.
Sure, hold on. Matt Damon?
I'm trying to find someone that's in your restaurant.
Can you describe him, or...?
5'9", I'd say.
Okay.
Quite a muscular guy.
Okay.
Kind of fair, browny hair. He was in The Bourne Identity.
Pardon?
Looks a bit like Matt Damon.
Okay. And what's the name?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon is not in my restaurant. I don't see him here.
I think he might be hiding underneath one of the tables. Could you shout? Okay, bye.
Hey, Rose, is there a Matt Damon here? Nope, sorry.
Matt Damon.
Nope.
Minute.
Nope.
Minute.
Nope.
So he's not there?
I believe I've already said he's not here a couple of times.
Okay, well, I tried.
That was good. Why did you think he might be hiding?
Under the table? Because he's Matt Damon off of CIA and stuff.
Right.
BBC Radio 1's Access All Areas.
You control BBC Radio 1.
When I'm in the Waffle House, there's always a guy from the CIA under my table. I'm like, oh, sorry.
That's my foot. Right, I've got like an hour or so to get these people. I've got one, two, three, four to get. Six to get. I've got four
You're
ready.
You're not even halfway there. Okay. Come on, you can at least get 50%.
It's been really hard.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Tunes that you want, and they're all dance tunes, please. 81119. You are controlling Radio 1 today. You also gave me a list of guests that you wanted, and I've got another one. Simon Cowell.
How are you, Scott?
I'm very good. Thank you for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
Now, it's my job today to track down celebrities that the listeners wanted, and you were in the top 10. Shall I tell you who else was in the list?
Yeah, who was behind me, more importantly?
Oh, Keith Lemon.
Who's that?
He does that Celebrity Juice programme. Do you know him? The guy that used to do Bow Selector, yeah. Jed Wood.
Really?
Yeah. Pixie Lott.
Right.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the ones I haven't been able to get, Sandra Bullock, Matt Damon, Barack Obama.
Right, okay, I'm not feeling quite as good about this now, but how can Hulk Hogan and Obama and Pixie Lott all be in the same list?
That's the random way our listeners' minds work. I've got absolutely no idea. I called the White House, they weren't having any of it.
I could organise that for you.
I bet you could as well.
No, seriously, when do you want to talk to him?
Have you got Brack on speed dial?
Yeah, I spoke to him 5 minutes ago.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I'm lying. I could get you Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I reckon you could also.
No, I really could.
If you could get Hulk Hogan, that would help me out, because I've just got to tick him off the list.
Can you get me Hulk Hogan? I'm serious. His real name's Terry. We'll see if we can get Hulk. He's a nice guy.
Fantastic. Tell us about your week. What's been going on?
Okay, major dramas, everything kicking off down at the rehearsals, everyone getting very competitive, everyone getting a little bit miserable. But I can honestly say, without any bias, One Direction are going to be the best this week.
Any clues as to what they're doing?
Kids in America.
All right, that was more than a clue. You just told me.
That's an exclusive, Scott. But really, really good.
Excellent. That's a good song choice, actually.
Yeah, it really works. I changed my mind on the Tuesday that we're going to do something else. So it was all a bit last minute, but it's worked, so I'm happy.
Who's been stropping out, then?
Louis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a major strop this week, because normally he has about 3 hours of makeup, and he only got 2.5 hours,
yeah.
And his hairdresser didn't turn up, so we had a major, major strop.
Well, that hair looks like a self-dye job. It looks like he's been over the sink with those gloves on.
Yeah, I think he's gone for, I'm trying to remember, it's like Luscious Lilac or something.
Yeah, it's part of the Just For Men collection, isn't it?
Actually, it's just for women.
Just for women.
But it works.
I'm looking forward to the show at the weekend.
Thank you, Scott.
And thank you for being on today and helping me to complete my list of celebs.
Okay, and I'm going to let you know how we get on with Hulk.
That is incredible. Thank you very much, Simon Cowell.
It will be my pleasure.
Thanks, Simon.
Nice to talk to you as always, Scotty.
He called you Scotty at the end.
Yeah.
I like the way you didn't even let me talk to him.
No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.